Hello.
Hello.
Wow. Welcome back, everyone. This is the Novo Combo Podcast. I'm Veronica Bo. I'm joined by Harrison No, who just winked at you and put his glasses on.
Ooh. Making it spicy.
Yeah, making it spicy. Because we're both just here to talk about anything that ranges from anime to comics. A little bit of everything going on today, I think.
I think so, actually.
Yeah. We usually do want to clean up our never-ending backlog, but today we're looking back on our backlog.
We're looking back at if we hit our backlog.
Yeah, if we hit our backlog or not, because some would say it's two people conversing.
Like Novo Combo and GBO Combo spot right above my head, right over there.
Wow, genius. There we go. I moved the logo. No, I'm just kidding.
It'd be great if it just...
It starts sliding.
Nope.
Hits your face. Nope. But you can watch every episode on YouTube or listen to it as a podcast by searching Novo Combo on your podcast service of choice. This is episode 130.
130.
Of our Novo Combo year 3 review. We just wrapped up year 3. This is year 3.
And when we say year 3, it's like when we started, right?
When we start, yeah. Yeah. Wow. So it's already been a couple years.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just going to look back on our episodes that we've done this past year, see what we liked, didn't like, you know, things of that nature. Potential spoilers, I think so. So if you, haven't watched trailers, movies, animes, just anything that we're about to talk about, go back and watch it.
Mm.
But yeah, Harrison, it's been a busy year. we had a busy year.
Do you feel like this is the most busiest that we've been?
I think so.
Because I feel like we juggled a lot.
No, we did. We totally did.
I don't remember there being this many colors on our episode schedule.
It's been a blur, has it not?
Okay, honestly, I look back and I'm like, so for those listening, she actually, on her spreadsheet, actually broke down when we started year 3.
Yeah.
So essentially after the review and then to now, right?
Yeah. It's a lot to digest. I would say a good chunk of this has been One Piece, on the side.
On the side, yes. I think it's like this is the first time we juggled a news dumpy to let Veronica vent. And still vent.
What you mean, vent?
I think you should move that to short form. Try it.
I am.
Okay, we'll talk about we'll talk about that later. Hey. But we've been doing news dumpy consistently. We had like a.
We were like chasing down.
We tried to finish as much as we can watching wise.
Yeah.
And then also me watching. Me reading One Piece. Oh,
but
DC
we saw
stuff too.
A lot of movies too. Yeah.
We saw a lot more movies this year.
Yeah.
I forced you to watch DC stuff.
Yes, you forced me to watch DC stuff. It's been great. You guess how many movies we've seen? Don't even skim the spreadsheet, but just guess.
How many that we've reviewed? For me, it'd be how many movies I've seen. I want to say six?
Seven.
Five, seven. Oh.
Seven. I have it listed here.
Okay.
I'll list them from like the first one to the last one.
Okay.
But Shazam, Fury of the Gods.
No. I forgot. No. Dude. Yeah, okay. No, list them all.
It's been so long.
List them all.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Yep.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Yep.
Black Clover, the movie on Netflix.
Oh, that's
Sword
right.
Sword of the
Wizard
King.
Yep.
Barbie.
Oppenheimer. What's this?
Yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's right. Okay, so the one I missed was Black Clover. That's the one I was...
I forgot to count that.
But I did count Shazam. Oh, dude. Shazam was the worst one. Out of all, no, 100%. Hands down, I was actually upset. Like, I think I rented the movie and then I sat down and was upset halfway
that you had
through.
To rent the movie.
No, no. Yeah, because I think I messaged you after. I'm like, dude, I just got to the dragon part.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is still not done yet? How is this not done yet? I thought Shazam 1 was fun. This was not a fun watch. Like, it was absolutely... And I think Zachary Levi even said it too. He was like actually upset with the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. But there was a lot of controversy with him too, with the COVID vaccine and stuff.
So besides that, no. Besides that, I don't get
it. No, besides that. Yeah.
I know you brought this up last time too. And I'm like, Veronica, separate the art and focus on the art right now. The art was still bad, okay? Even if COVID existed, the art was still bad.
No, you're totally right. Hold a grudge.
It's been a year. And it's still the same points, and I love it. No, I love that it was consistent, and I love that we still actually did that.
I'm a consistent hater, okay? I hate with my chest.
I appreciate that. I just... Flashback for that movie just happened, and it's been a year.
That was like PTSD.
How could you do this?
Which one was the best one?
No, did you forget one?
Did I forget one?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh,
so 8.
I did forget one.
Oh, yeah.
So 8, wow. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, because
we did a lot more movies this year.
Because we went to watch more at that time, for sure.
Which one do you think was the best one?
I think hands down. Oh no, dang it. I was about to say Spider-Man instantly.
Yeah.
But then I forget. Again, we watched more, right?
Yeah, we did.
I think I liked the cop out answer would be I liked them all for different reasons. The ones that I have, right? So Spider-Man, because comic, it was really good comic book movie, best fun Spider-Man movie, yada. Oppenheimer or Barbie were, I think both of them
were
up there because
blockbusters.
Yeah, there was the summer blockbusters, and unexpectedly, it was like, I guess I just didn't expect to like them both equally.
Yeah, yeah, no, I totally agree.
But those are the top three, if anything, for me.
Yeah. I think Oppenheimer and Barbie, they're up there for me. I'm going to put Guardians of the Galaxy. Because emotionally, it was up there, I think.
Yes. No, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah, we watched more. We also watched less.
Yeah. We started off watching a lot, I will say.
Yes.
But, you know, if you haven't noticed recently, we've started watching less. We watched a lot of anime. I am not going to lie.
Yeah. And, it's like... I think watching it, the amount is normal for us.
Yeah.
It's just,
I think the reviewing part was a lot.
The reviewing part became a lot. And I know I know we had some comments like that were like excited to have us watch other stuff.
Yeah.
And we do. I do want to watch other stuff. It's just I think we figured it out faster than like most anime channels where you start chasing.
Yeah, and we started chasing, honestly, a little bit.
And it's hard because I want to talk about this stuff with you, right? I want to, bring up, these shows. So we're trying to find an outlet to actually do that.
Like a happy medium. Yeah. Without chasing and, without feeling the burnout.
Yeah.
Because I feel like at some point we were, doing, 3 a week and I was like, I'm tired.
Yeah. And, Veronica watches things way faster and more efficient than me. I'm like, I get a burst, but then I have,
you do play games. I want to be fair.
And I think I just do more stuff on the side. Well, we both do more stuff, and I just happen to have the one thing that takes up. You're right. Like, gaming just takes more time.
Yeah. Nah, I
could
say
could I drop that? Yeah. Will I? No.
No.
I already tried.
No, we watched a lot of anime.
Did you
have a specific one that you liked?
Ooh.
Or had I know a trigger moment would be Attack on Titan because we did basically every part, I think, you know.
But I'm happy we finally hit the end.
The end, yeah.
And it's not even it was just how long we had to wait in between.
Yes. To did review feel, and to and watch.
I want to know, I would love to hear if someone could comment that one, someone that didn't know what was going on, they didn't really care too much and they just kind of watched. Did the wait time affect you? Because I feel like it even me knowing like what happened, wanting to see it, it's just it was a year apart. I feel like so like
because really
part three, part one happened April of last year, right? And then
around
around that's when we reviewed it at least. But then part three,
part two was November.
November of last year. So almost half a year later.
Half a year later,
And then we finally get that was it, right?
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
See? Yeah. Okay. Half a year later. Okay. See? I kept thinking there was more.
I know. I know.
But for me, anime-wise, I actually am glad to have... Let me see. The one that we... There's all the seasonal stuff, and it's like, one, I want to say it's been nice to be on top of... Relatively on top of, like, the mainstream season stuff.
Yeah. Like, the popular ones, I think.
I think the ones that popped out to me were Blue Lock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, three. Easy three for me.
Okay.
Blue Lock, Cyberpunk.
Okay.
Actually watching it. And then Trigun.
Okay, I'll agree with two of those.
Trigun as in I'm surprised. Trigun mainly just because I was surprised like with how I felt after the whole ordeal.
Oh yeah, watching the 90s and the modern. No, I agree with you that on that one and Cyberpunk. I think my third one would have to be Bungo Stray Dogs. That was like a
see, and you know what's even harder? This is stuff that we talked about, right? And there's so much anime that we've watched that I would love to include.
We haven't
talked about. And I'm like, do we talk about? Because there's more anime. That's a whole nother. Yeah, that's a whole topic. Nother thing.
Yeah. You know what movie we forgot also? The Flash. Oops. That was.
Oh, we did. See, there's more. See, we watched more movies.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So now it's not up to nine.
It's up to nine. Oh, my God.
Harrison did force me to do DC stuff. Not force, but you know.
I was about to add that. I'm like, you know, so those are movies. Technically.
Yeah, they are movies.
But we started doing a bit more side stuff, right? We tried to do a focused side thing where I wanted to inject a little bit more DC, and the easiest thing was the movies, the animated movies.
Which were great, by the way.
Dude, I'm glad. Glad you liked it. Did we start this year? Or we had like a few started. No, yeah. We only watched two last year.
Yeah.
Because we started Throne of Atlantis.
Yeah. No, it was a good series.
Yeah, overall. Fun, right?
No, it was really fun.
It was almost as if that's how it should have been handled, right? Yeah, go watch that and see our thoughts.
Yeah. DCAU order 52, new order 52,
new 52. You say new order. I've noticed this is the funniest thing. Every time we watch
so funny.
It, she kept saying new order 52. I'm like, she is on this new order thing.
I don't know why it was sticky with me. I was like, it's not it, but I kept saying, like, you know, brain to mouth did not function well in that series.
Because it was based off the new 52 line in 2011 or something, right?
Yeah.
And she gets a new order, but after a while, I just stopped, like,
correcting her.
I was like,
don't
she's got it.
Me.
I'm just happy she's watching.
He was just enjoying my reactions, and it was cool.
Yeah, but I can tell more people enjoyed a different reaction, though.
Like what?
The One Piece.
Oh, the One Piece.
Me actually starting One Piece.
Dude, it's crazy. Every arc he has read... He has, this year he was like, I'm not going to read more. And then like offline, he's like, I'm reading more.
I've given Veronica so much.
My blood pressure rises.
The more we talk about One Piece was funny. And it was like, but I will say,
it was hilarious.
The craziest outcome from One Piece is my stamina with reading.
Dude, yes.
Because there are times when it's just like, she'd be really nice and just do arcs, right? And back then, the arcs were easy. It'd be like, 20 chapters here.
Yeah.
Or like
40, 50 chapters here. Yeah.
So even when you say 40 or 50 for a normal person, that's still kind of a lot. But then here I am reading like 100, I think, in one or two nights.
For like, yeah.
And I just couldn't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
I think Dressrosa was the one that hit the hardest. Where it I was like, the longest, I just sat there and I just kept going. I was like, dude, I can't stop. What's going on?
What's going on? But for everyone, Harrison has not read Wano. No spoilers there.
Yes.
Yeah. As of recording, as of today.
We finished. Yeah, the level. Yeah, the lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely. Mark.
Back in February, we will go back on to our One Piece journey soon.
Why is that?
Why is that? Because Haikyuu has been taking up our time.
Veronica was very nice and generous enough to give me a break because she was
from One Piece.
It was so funny because, one, it was good that she was on my ass about like having me just read consistently.
I needed him to be consistent.
But then finally it got to the point where even my wife, like a lot, I think we heard some, like some of our friends, or I heard other comments, and they're like, dude, you're at the good part now, like chill.
Yeah.
And then even Ronco's like, oh shit, he's right, they're right.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, they're right.
This is the good part. I was like,
this is the good part.
And at first I was like, oh, why couldn't we do that like after Dressrosa? But then I didn't, because Whole Cake Island, I ended up just Cake reading Island, straight through. Just,
you did.
75. I was like, I
literally, at Whole Cake Island, I went to bed knowing this man did not read a single thing from this arc. And I woke up to him finishing it.
Oh, I did that on purpose. It was the best. Like, I've been... Like I
literally woke up and I was like,
Like I held off because usually she's like, give me your reactions to certain things. I would do it consistently. Yeah. So everything else is like during Dressrosa, during like I know for sure the Marine Ferry. Like, yeah. I gave all the screenshots of like, what's this? Blah blah blah. But I think I started with Whole Cake was the first time where I did not send. I did not say anything. I purposely
said the one panel. I said
the one panel at the end. Yeah. And I was like, dude, that was good. And you're like, what?
I was like, huh?
I will say, I think during the week when you're like, oh, you should read, I'm like, ha 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 ha. Like, oh, yeah, no, I'm not going to. I was reading at that you point were already. Reading? I just couldn't say anything.
This sneaky, sneaky guy. He was like, I'll just read the night before we record. I'm like, eye twitching, like
because I've done that, right? Like, I've actually, like, there are points, and it's not even like the big ones, it was like sometimes it'd just be a quick one, it'd be like, I'll just read the night before, and sometimes I read the morning of,
yeah, which made my eye twitch every time. So I was like, keep reading, keep reading. But I mean, Haikyuu, every time it's been like reading like 50 chapters, he's like, it's not that bad anymore.
Yeah, going back to the stamina thing, it was weird. Yeah. I was like, dude, One Piece changed me. Holy shit.
It totally has. But, and, I mean, we start a new series. It's just Haikyuu.
And we start... So, I know this year, after Thanksgiving, we started planning.
It was after,
before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Actually, we watched before. We started trying to do,
Harley
like...
Quinn.
Yeah, Harley Quinn was the first time we switched to trying to do a focus series. Because we did feel like we're... I think we felt burning out a little bit, like with the pace of everything. And totally I know I brought up Veronica. I'm like, if there's like certain seasons that stood out, we'll probably do a single one, which we do have some in lined up.
Yeah.
But we are trying this focus series. I don't know how it feels.
Viewership wise,
I don't. I guess it doesn't really matter too much because at the end of the day, it just feels good for us to like actually hit our backlog.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
Because Haikyuu was one of those like that you finished.
But you didn't finish.
But I didn't. I only watched up to
Season four.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's a fan now, guys. Don't worry. Big fan.
Yeah.
We're also trying out. Yeah. Like topical episodes too.
Occasionally. I feel like we haven't done it too much.
No.
But I'd like to. Again, still. I just... Well, okay, I think the other hard part is, like, my wife's in med school, so that's definitely thrown the last 2 years, actually. Actually, I'd say, like, the last year, for sure. The last year was a little harder to record, because it's, like, she has to focus a little bit more.
We would always, we do bulk record.
Yeah, if you can tell.
If you couldn't tell. No. But yeah, topical, I think the last one, oh, it was August. It was, like, the show quality for MCU.
Yeah, because I'm not counting, like, the anticipated or, like, end of discussion. No. Those are not really, the last one was, like, August.
Yeah.
Actually, no, would you say your Japan trip?
Oh, yeah, Japan trip, too. Yeah. It's in November. Yeah. We've done a lot. This year was a lot.
Yeah. But we dialed back.
We dialed it back a little bit. I mean, we took, you know, the normal about breaks, too, I think. I think we learned our lesson after the last big Christmas break.
Yeah.
I think that's why we were chasing, I feel like. Last year.
Okay, beginning. And I think that was partly why we messed up scheduling-wise.
Yeah.
No, I totally... Because we straight up forgot Bleach for, like, a hot minute. And I was like... And I don't think this is a part of year three. It was, like, tail end of year two, technically, right?
Yeah.
Bleach.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we were supposed to record that before the holiday break, and we did it.
No, and then we didn't. No.
No. No, it finished during the holiday break, I think. And we were supposed to record it in the bulk when we came back.
Yeah, but then we forgot.
But we also kept pushing back the break. I kept pushing back the break.
Let's have an extra week. I was like, okay, if you say so.
I think it was, honestly, it was kind of like a prelude to the burnout of how fast we had to change stuff. I think that's when it started showing. Because this time around, it didn't feel that bad.
Yeah, no.
Well, actually, I think we were reinvigorated and we wanted to keep going. Actually, no, this time around.
No, we did a lot.
We did a lot. No.
And then we dialed back during, like, after summer.
We did. You're right.
Yeah.
Because this break, we only had to record, like, we pre-recorded a lot, but it wasn't too much.
It wasn't a lot, so. No.
It's been kind of good. It's been nice.
Yeah.
Because
we can watch our own stuff on the side now. And
yeah.
We'll talk about how we'll review stuff. But, I mean, what are you excited for year four? I mean, we're, you know.
I'm excited to see what other series we go through.
I know, me too.
Like, I know we have one lined up after Haikyuu. Finishing out One Piece. Or catching up. Not finishing out. I'm catching up to where a good arc stop would be.
Yeah.
And I guess we would have to do a review after, huh? Dependent.
Yeah. Dependent.
Yeah, that's a whole nother plan. Like that.
We'll figure it out. We could do, like, a pre-post time skip. What you've noticed. Maybe talk about theories. We could do that, too.
Yeah, we could. Yeah.
I think One Piece, you can go in, like, many directions, really. After you've done Wano.
You're right. But, looking forward to finishing out Haikyuu with the audience.
Yes.
That'll be fun. I'm so glad that... So I am very happy to see, like, how this has gotten my backlog of things I wanted to read and I've been wanting to touch on. Or going forward, it'd be cool to, like, actually get you to watch or read other stuff that I think is important.
Yes. I'm excited for our next series.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, we won't say it. No, I agree. And I mean, we've gotten a lot of new subscribers, people, like, following us on TikTok and stuff. So I think... we'll just keep the momentum going. I'm just excited for us to continue to review stuff.
I actually am happy to see that we haven't reviewed it per se. We did because Avatar live action came out.
Oh yes.
And we'll talk about that in a later thing, but it's been cool to see going forward, like, if you continue to do these mini reviews.
I'm like really neurotic with my reviews online.
I love reading the comments, but the comments have been consistent. They're like, oh, don't need to watch live action. I'm like, she already did. I want to comment on your shit too, honestly. I just don't know when to do it, or if I should, or if I should just like, dude, there's one that I really wanted to do, and it was like your live action
I should have stitched.
I wanted to stitch it. I was about to be like, it's Sokka.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Dude, I said his name wrong like two episodes, and I was like, oh, wait, no.
She kept saying Sokka. And I'm like,
no, it's Sokka.
And I'm like, bro, did he even say Sokka this time?
I know. I was like, what's wrong with me? But funny. It's on brand. It's fine.
It's good.
It's great.
I didn't know you've been doing other stuff, though.
Yeah.
I'm the best co-host. I'm the best.
It's really funny because I think in my next one, I have a mini mic ready. And so I'm just going to be like, hello, guys.
The quality's about to shoot up.
Yeah. No, but yeah, I'm just excited. I can't believe we're going into year four already. Graduating college.
Dude, we did this only because of COVID. Right?
No.
Right?
Yeah.
Because when we were stuck and we're like bored.
We were bored. I needed to vent personally.
And like, I knew I was, because we used to live in the same city. Right?
Yeah.
And same. Now we moved apart.
Well, you moved
closer. Well, I. Okay. Okay.
I was like, wait, you moved?
Yeah, because I moved closer. I moved in with my wife. Since she was in school, but this is kind of like, I still like that we still do this because we don't get to hang out as much, so it's been kind of cool.
Tears.
And I can't talk as much because she's studying.
Tears. me too. And I just love that, like, even though we bulk record, it's really funny because every time we have to like record, it's always on a Saturday, and Harrison's always like, yeah, I'm gonna wake up early. And like for the past month, three out of the four weekends he's been good about it, but one weekend he was a little late, and I was like, you're against me.
Don't be nice about it. It wasn't a little bit. I woke up 2 hours later.
Good thing I was playing Genshin or Honkai. No, but it was really funny. He was like, I'll wake up. Yeah. Or sometimes he'll be like, no, I'll see you at 8:30. Gets on at 8, it's fine.
I gotta keep her on her toes.
Yeah, not the 2-hour one.
The thing is, it doesn't matter because she's up anyway.
Yeah, I'm up anyway. I was like, yeah. But, yeah, hopefully we'll do more trailer reactions because we did do a lot this year.
No, and it sucks as I want to, but my schedule is inflexible because of external reasons.
Yes. We were I feel like we have, for trailer reactions, we have like big like spurts of it. Like we'll
and
do it.
You know what
and
it
like...
is? And it's right before a season starts. That's really what it is. It's not even like... Because here's the thing, I think Godzilla dropped the trailer, and it's just a matter of like, one, when it is, and two,
and catching it.
Catching it, and three, do we care enough to do a reaction?
Yeah. But we promise you all we will do better this
year. And I say care enough, do we care enough after Veronica's already watched it?
I'm ending this right now before you even say anything else. But yeah, Harrison, do you have anything else? Year three was good?
Year three was good. Yeah, you're ready for year four. I'm ready to watch your mini reviews. I'm a fan.
With my mini mic now, be like, hey.
Hey.
Quality's about to shoot up. It's fine.
It's fine.
But yeah, thanks for tuning in. You can follow us on all our socials at Novo Convo, NGOVO Convo. If you're on YouTube, comment down below if you have watched anything. Or followed us for how long? However long you have been following us. I don't know.
Do you miss something that we did?
Yeah.
Do you miss us chasing stuff? Unfortunately, I don't know if we can change that.
I don't know if we can change that, but yeah. Let us know. Like this video. Smash that subscribe button. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.